Hello. Thanks, Ed. Good morning. Nate's actually sick, so I'm stepping in today. So welcome to EMP, last day of the year. So I was just praying about what to share, and what better thing than to reflect. And then yesterday, I'll just start with like a little sharing. I was listening to a podcast, and it was on, basically, it's this geek podcast with movie reviews and blah, 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 blah. And there's this new movie out, and basically they just did kind of a synopsis, and it's this new movie by George Clooney. It's called Up in the Air. And he's kind of this motivational speaker. And one of the things he kind of touches on is, let me just get this right. He said, what is the weight of your life? And that kind of like really hit me, you know, in the year. And, you know, we all the things we do, and it's what is the weight of your life, right? And I guess maybe more even applicable would be a lot of us for work, you know, because we spend most of our time at work. What is the weight of your work? So let's just turn to... I mean, this isn't the answer. I mean, this whole book is the answer. But let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2, Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. I'll just pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord, this last day of the year, Lord, and it's just a good time to really remember and reflect the things you've done, God. I just pray that you really use this word and also use myself to just really speak your truth, God, and that we may really receive your wisdom. I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so if we look at verse 1, I'm just going to take bits and parts that I feel like are maybe nuggets of truth. Lay aside... Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. So it goes without saying, sin is going to hold us back, right? For sure. Doesn't matter what kind of sin, like all of us have the big sins, which for sure, the small sins for sure. But what's interesting is... it says every encumbrance and the sin. So that implies also things that are not of sin, right? Things that could be distracting us. So, you know, all things are edifying but not beneficial. So, I don't know, it could be your Facebook. It could be video games. It could be, I don't know, too much of a social life. I don't know. But these are things that, according to Paul, we should really lay aside. And then let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So this is kind of interesting. Like, you know, when you study Shakespeare, you kind of look at every single word. And then for me, as I looked at this word, I'm just thinking, why a race, right? I think a lot of, and this really spoke to me because I think as I was talking to Nate yesterday, we're just talking about like, you know, there's all these different personality types. And then you have like the more, I guess, I mean, I'm kind of classifying, but we have the bankers, right, who are very ambitious in life, right, and they go for it. And then there's some other types which maybe are not as ambitious, like say myself and Nate, and not that we're not ambitious, but we kind of have a different approach, right? I mean, there's different classes of types of people, and then I think our approach is more, you know, we want to really do what God wants us to do. You know, we want to really pray. We don't want to force the issue. We just want to let Him lead us. And I don't know what is the right way. But what's interesting here is Paul calls it a race, right? And a race, I feel like, implies you have to be proactive. You have to go for it. And, you know, not to say you need to really force things and, you know, take control of, you know, your life and do things. But I think there should be some ambition. Like, you look at Pastor Sam, right, our lead pastor. You can say, you know, he's a proactive, someone who's ambitious, but he's still a man of God, right? So I'm still kind of trying to, I think there's a balance between the two, but I think for us, you know, perhaps for us who are kind of more laid back and want to just go with the flow, maybe we should be more proactive, right? Because according to this, it's a race, right? Also, race, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Also, I was doing some, just reading up on some stuff. And then endurance, right? The Greek word for endurance is, I don't know how to pronounce this, but agono. So A-G-O-N-O. So it sounds like agony. And that's exactly what it's supposed to be. I mean, this is our Christian walk, right? If, according to Paul, our Christian walk, there is going to be a struggle, right? So I think we have to, I mean, all this is supposed to be the way we, our Christian walk. So just a time of reflection, you know, are you really going after it? Or are you more like, you know, if I feel like if we're supposed to just kind of be very laid back, it wouldn't have been the word race. It would have been like, let us go with the flow, you know? But it doesn't say that. It says specifically a race. And I think there's a reason for that. And also that the life, or this race, will be a difficult one. And, you know, I think actually I've talked to Nelly about this. For runners, even runners don't enjoy running. We think, oh, there's something about them. They love to run. They don't like running. They only like the end, but it's just, they're willing to, I guess, endure the pain, the agony of going through all that, right? So just something to keep in mind, right? Are we really just trying to go for, I mean, naturally, we want whatever's the easiest, right? Whatever's the most comfortable, the easiest route. And I don't know why, but we sometimes think, okay, that route is the route that God will lead us to if we trust Him. But no, it's going to be a difficult route, right? So, I mean, that doesn't sound so good, I guess. But, next verse, verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, verse 2, that's the key. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Right. I mean, I guess that's what you got to do, right? Are we doing that? Are you doing that right now, right? At work, in your life, right? Are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? And just another thing that I read up on was like fixing our eyes. In the way it was used originally, fixing our eyes also means taking your eyes off of those other things, right? And something that I felt like really helped me was well, it said lay down your sins, right? So that's something you got to do, but that's like repentance. And like, it's crazy, like repentance. Like say, it's something that's chronic, like lying or being proud, right? Pride can just be so easily creep in, right? And you're like, all right, I people say you got to just repent. What does repent mean? That means you never do it again. You're like, that's crazy. How can I never lie or like accidentally lie, like gray lie, or how can I never be proud again? That's impossible. And then you do it. You feel horrible. Like you're like, repenting is impossible. So something that really helped, which is basically fix your eyes on Jesus, right? A good illustration, actually, I was actually attending youth group. It says, you know, when you sin, you're facing that sin, right? And repentance is actually so simple. It's not like, I'm never going to do that again. It's all you do is you do a 180. You got your sin, and then you turn around, and you're just chasing after Jesus. That's what repentance is. You turn around, right? Of course, there's the heart matter where you're like sincere, but you just turn around. So it's really that simple. You just turn to Jesus. So all you guys who were feeling really like burdened, like, oh, I can't believe I messed up again, just simply turn your eyes to Jesus, right? So the author and perfecter of our faith. So, you know, Jesus, not only did he create the faith, our faith, right? Not only was he the author, but he also finished it, right? So we can trust that he knows what he's doing. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross. So, I mean, I feel like what this is saying is, you know, as Christians, we have joy despite our circumstances. And kind of like running, I mean, this sounds bad, but it's kind of like this term that we use in, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but like in role-playing games, like Warcraft or whatever, there's something called a good suck, which means you're doing these things, because in basically role-playing games, in computer games, it's really monotonous. You kind of got to keep doing this thing until you level up to the next level, and it's totally boring, but it's like a good suck, because it's worth it. I guess better illustration is exercising, right? I don't think, well, maybe some of us really enjoy, I mean, I don't know how, but it's like you don't enjoy exercising, or more specifically working out, because you're basically torturing and straining your body, right? But you know what the end goal is, right? And, you know, in this case with Jesus, he knew the end goal. You know, he endured crazy torture, condemnation, but, I mean, I don't think he enjoyed those things, but he knew what was to come, right? You know, the cross, the resurrection, right? So, for us, we need to have that kind of mentality, long-term, because, you know, maybe there is stuff going in your life right now, you know, at work, personal, whatever, and it's easy to get sucked into that thing. But you got to look to the end, right? Fix your eyes on Jesus again. And, I mean, this was probably the biggest thing for me, which was despising the shame. So Jesus, he was humiliated on the cross, right? He was being shamed. Like, people were hating on him and, like, thought he was, like, and laughing at him. So I read, actually, the hardest thing for us as Christians is actually shame, like for us to endure it. I mean, we can, it's easy to like, you know, you pray for people get healed, you glorify God. I mean, that's actually a pretty proud moment that you can be a part of, right? But according to this, you know, we will endure shame. And what, I forgot who, but someone was just saying, like, that's the hardest thing for Christians. Can you actually be called, you know, a coward? Or because, you know, even though you're working really hard and as a Christian, but you kind of got to do stuff and people start talking behind your back or saying, oh, you're not this, you're... I think that's the hardest thing, right? Or, like, your friends that that don't really understand your faith, and you know they're kind of judging you, and they ask like difficult questions. You know, that's really hard to endure, right? Because we don't feel, I mean, I guess it's our pride, right? But we don't feel big, we feel small. So I think something to consider, because that's what we're going to experience. And then finally, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, yeah, I mean, that's the show. That's basically the joy, right, in the end that Jesus was talking about. At the end, he was sitting next to the Father. And same with us. All that we do, all that we try to do for God, to glorify him, to enjoy him, to please him, I mean, at the end, it's talked about when we just really offer our works to Jesus, right? I guess. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like the key thing here for us is, as you know, last day of the year, are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? What is the weight of your life right now? Is it what you, you know, just time of reflection? So we don't actually have someone to do worship. But so we're just going to listen to worship. So just maybe have a time of reflection for a bit. Just really, I mean, best way to start fixing your eyes on Jesus is to pray to him, spend time with him, right? He's a God that who will answer you, right? Maybe you are doing that already. But just take some time and just assess, you know, what is the weight of your life aligned to what Jesus would want or what Jesus did, right? Because he is the role model. Let's pray for the services this week. So tonight we have a New Year service. Let's pray that people, you know, would want to come and make today's service bring in the New Year. Pray for youth group this Saturday and service this Sunday. And just also pray for Pastor Sam, who's basically flying in for that. Yeah, let's just cover all that in prayer. Oh, and also IP. Let's also pray for our missionaries. Let's pray for Uzbekistan right now. Also Chichihar, Grace Chuang and Mary are there, and they're, it's just the two of them, so, and they're taking a train, so let's just really pray for protection over their trip. Let's also pray for the Fujian trip. Sam Kim will be coming in tonight for the service. And also let's pray for the Chongs, and also pray for just the YWAM team. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this day, God. And, you know, tomorrow is a new year, new slate, Lord God. And I just pray that you'd really just speak to each and every one of us, God. And, you know, we know that your words are words of encouragement. And I just pray against any condemnation, Lord. If, you know, if this year didn't live up to what we expected, God. But we know that it's not about striving to you know, perfection, God. It's really about this race and relationship that we have with you, God. And we just really want to align that to you, God. So really just, you know, tell us what we... I just need to do. I just really be with everyone here today, God. And we just thank you, and we just really want to glorify you. I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so just God bless you, and just spend time with God.
Trust in the cross.